Well, it's good to have you here at the Blue Oval setup here at the Detroit Auto Show. Absolutely fantastic. You're going to see a ton of really, really cool cars with a lot of different capabilities. But what happens if something goes wrong? What if you need a fix? What if, you know, one of the unbelievable pieces of tech needs some tender, loving care? Well, if you don't want to go in, Ford has the ability to come to you. It's their Ford Pro Mobile service, and it's absolutely fantastic. Todd Rayburn is the director of Global CX Implementation and joins us. It's great to see you.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for the time.
Tell me a little bit about how this came to be, because I think that whenever you're taking the service to your customer, it's a win.
Yeah. So look, one of the things we started this back in 2019 as a small pilot to test out
perfect
capability,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right before the pandemic, yeah. Right? So a great time to do that. But it was really about how do we differentiate ourselves in the market. And you know, product's one thing, and we've got a great product lineup, but really providing that experience to our owners that makes it easy and respects their time, it's all about saving time for the customer, right? So we'll come to you, we'll do the service, your driveway, place of work, whatever area is convenient for you. If we can't actually do the service with our van, we offer pickup and delivery. So we'll bring your vehicle back to the store, do the repair in the store, and return it back to you. So all about making it convenient for the customer.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. People are busy, right? They got a million things going on, and you don't want the condition of your vehicle to suffer, right? And so if you make that available, I'm sure people take advantage of it all the time.
Yeah, so we've really scaled up. Over the last 3 years, 9 million events, remote experiences we've done, right? So in 2025, it was 3.8 million. It represents about 16% of our service business today, and we've got
almost
16%.
Wow.
We've got, in the U.S., 4,300 mobile service units in operation around the country to take care of customers. It's the largest fleet in the industry.
It's remarkable. And the dealers are the ones that are manning most of this. How do they like it?
The dealers manage all of it, right?
Yeah.
So that's the great thing, is the partnership we've had with our dealers to scale this up, right? Change is always hard, but our dealers have really leaned into this as a different a differentiator for their dealerships, for the brand in general, and trying to provide that convenience. We look at it as we're competing with other OEMs in the automotive business, but we also know we're competing with everybody's last best experience, regardless of what that might be, and that's what we're trying to deliver with mobile service.
Was there? I mean, you probably needed a whole new kind of faction of the workforce then too.
We did. Yeah.
So you're providing more opportunities for employment too.
That's right. So we've built up, and we have a program with our dealers where we'll support them in providing these experiences, because there was expense that had to go into this and staffing that had to go into hire more techs for the vans, hire coordinators to schedule, et cetera. So, there is definitely more jobs created because of this.
So if you're somebody like me who tends to be on the more illiterate side of vehicles, I just love them. I love the tech. I don't know much about them. I wish I knew more. But if you're somebody like me going, I don't know, it's not starting. Nothing's working. What do I do? Call you guys up. You come out and you take a full autopsy of everything, right?
Yeah. And so this is, mobile services primarily for the maintenance and light repair events, right? If the vehicle's not going to start, we have a roadside assistance, which is separate to that. But yeah, this is your traditional maintenance. Maybe there's a light repair, ding on the car, something that you need to have done. We'll come out, inspect the vehicle, perform the service, and if we find something else, if we can't get it done that day, we'll make another trip back out or do the pickup and delivery that I spoke about.
So how did this come about? How did this start?
Well, nod to our Lincoln brand, our luxury brand. Pickup and delivery started in 2016 with them again, a way to save customers time, right?
Yeah.
That value of time. We have some innovative dealers. We had some dealers doing mobile service as well on their own with the Ford brand. And, it became an idea that we wanted to investigate. How do we save customers time? And it's also our retail customers, but it's also really important for our fleet and commercial customers. So if we can take care of their vehicles when their drivers are off the road, scheduled to be off the road, and keep those trucks running, there's livelihoods tied to the operation of the vehicles for our fleet and commercial customers. So it's a way to keep their uptime high and vehicles on the road at all times. And for our one-to-one customers, really make it convenient for them.
Where do you see this going into the future?
Yeah, we think there's some growth still to have with this. We the net promoter score, the way we measure customer sentiment, and the net promoter score says, would you recommend this brand or dealer to others? you know, we see a big lift with mobile service, almost 10 points higher. So the customer feedback is awesome. And I think once customers experience it, they're going to continue to want the service, right? And that's where we see the continued growth is even in return customers and helping us to retain customers that maybe traditionally haven't come back to the dealerships and even sell more vehicles because of it.
Yeah. Yeah. What else are you guys working on?
Well, the next thing for us is really around the technology and being able to evolve that. So we're trying to provide providing our dealers with more tools to make it simpler. Obviously, all the vehicles with the software you mentioned are connected.
Yeah.
So it's leveraging that connected vehicle data and trying to get in front of, we know when a customer might need service, maybe before the customer knows it.
Right.
So that proactive outreach to schedule it proactively and make it even simpler for the customer.
Yeah, and it makes sense when you're reaching out to people. It makes you want to, like, if you're looking around at all different kinds of vehicles, we're like, well, that's a pretty good perk that Ford offers.
That's right. That's right. We view it as a definite value of being a Ford owner.
Yeah.
But we'll service all makes.
Oh, really?
We'll service competitive makes, for
no
sure.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. It is about, an undeniable
about,
force.
About 10% of our mix is competitive make vehicles. So,
oh, interesting.
So, yeah. So we'll service those, make it easy for those customers too, right? We want to build relationships with our customers that are impactful and last.
Yeah, I was reading the story from Bozard Ford in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah.
They seem to have the most robust force of this operation, and it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Bozard Ford is our biggest operation, 46 vans in service. They do a phenomenal job, but we've got 2,000 dealers across the country doing mobile service, and about 2,500 doing pickup and delivery. So we've got great coverage nationally across our dealer network, and like I said, Bozard's certainly a leader, but we've got a lot of shining examples.
What was it like? You mentioned fired this thing up in 2019. What was it like during the pandemic?
We had all kinds of challenges during the pandemic, right? But I think, you know, customers were looking for those convenient services, and you know, dealers.
It feels
were
like it would
ways.
Be more on people's mind then. At
100%,
right?
And dealers were proactive in trying to provide that convenience for those customers that they were looking for. So
yeah, it's wonderful. And then the technology aspect of all of it too, right? It's going to evolve so much.
Yes,
like it feels like we are on such a fast track where, like, what we're capable of today is great, but like what we're going to be capable of in 2 years is going to just be unbelievable.
It's going to accelerate faster and faster, and right, and that's what we're really working hard on, is the tools to make it easier for our dealers to operate. You know, it's one thing to operate an operation when you're contained within four walls, but now you're talking about expanding to potentially every driveway in your area, right? So
no pressure.
No pressure. So we've got, you know, route optimization and things we need to do to make that efficient for them, and so that we can stay on schedule for our customers as well too. So we'll try to sequence that out and schedule that. But yeah, we're working on all those tools to make that even more efficient for
them. It's wonderful stuff, and again, it makes the shopping process, it could tip the scales for a lot of folks.
That's right.
For me, it's like busy running around, kids, all the events and all kinds of stuff. I don't have time to get to the dealership to fix whatever, something even minuscule. You guys come out to me, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Complete game changer for a lot of folks.
This is all about saving time for the customer, right?
And
just making it, like you said, easy and convenient to get service done. Everybody's going to need service at some point, whether it's a repair or maintenance, and we want to make that process easy. Simple.
Certainly. Todd Rayburn, really appreciate your time. Great to see you.
Yeah.
Love this program. Can't wait to hear more about it.
Yeah. Thanks for the time. Great to be here.
Of course.
Thanks.
Coming up next on Focus with Paul W. Smith, we're going to talk about some new polling data that shows, boy, these races in the state of Michigan are tight, whether it's the Senate race, whether it's the race for governor here in the state of Michigan. It is very, very tight. New polling shows it, conducted by the Glenn Gariff Group. We'll talk about that. But we are at the Detroit Auto Show, and here at the Ford display, absolutely unbelievable. I can't wait for people to see this version of the auto show. I think people are going to be very, very pleased by what they see when this thing opens up to the public here in just a couple of days. Take a break. It's Focus with Paul W. Smith, Chris Renwick in this Wednesday afternoon.